This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. Today's topic is Murphy, de Blasio, and Cuomo are holding our children, jobs, businesses, and way of life hostage. Winter is coming, business owners, and now is the time to act before it's too late. I have been on the front line of the COVID lockdown more than most CPAs. I am consulting to thousands of companies and families around the country, so I have a unique street-level knowledge of what is happening. At this point, we are voluntarily allowing uneducated and politically biased officials to erase our way of life. These officials do not have our safety and health at the heart of their restrictions. If so, the data would have compelled them to stop the lockdown months ago. This is a direct attack on the middle class and business owners. What specific COVID data am I relying upon? Take a look at the following New Jersey coronavirus charts updated through August 24, 2020. All data points, including daily deaths and daily new cases, spiked in April 2020 and have all leveled off. My source for this podcast is worldometers.info. Okay, let's look at the first chart on the screen here. We have active cases in New Jersey. This looks like it peaked around May, the middle of May, and now it's leveled off apparently. That's active cases in New Jersey, which is the number of infected people. The next chart is total coronavirus cases in New Jersey. Look again, we have a peak, a very large high slope in April, and now it's leveled off for the past 2 or 3 months. Again, a leveling of total cases. The next graph or chart are daily new cases in New Jersey. I believe everyone will see this has leveled off since at least the beginning of May or end of April. Very, very clear that daily new cases have leveled off. We couldn't be more leveled. The next chart are total coronavirus deaths in New Jersey. Again, I don't even have to say anything. Look at how leveled this chart has become. And the last chart I'll show you is the most important. It's daily deaths in New Jersey. This, more than anything, shows you a spike in deaths in April and a leveling off since the end of April. It's extremely clear. Look, you can't even see at the end of this chart, there are days where there are 0, 1, or 2 deaths. So this alone should tell everyone that everything is leveled off. We could not have leveled off more than this. The chart's going to look like this for maybe a few years. Remember that. There's no way that we're going to have 0 daily deaths from corona for any length of time for the next year or two. So this is the leveling that we were hoping for. The purpose of the lockdown was to flatten the curve. That's been done for many months now. If you need to, rewind this podcast and look at the graphs again. All of New Jersey's 8.8 million residents are being held hostage by one man. No one person should ever have this much power over so many. Business owners have given up everything to save as many lives as possible, and we have flattened the curve. There have been no spikes in cases and deaths since April, despite what the fear-mongering media has told you. It is time for business owners to be given priority, and they must be allowed to fully reopen. We kept up our end of the bargain, and now Governor Murphy, hold up yours by keeping your promise of reopening now that all curves have leveled. Governor Murphy, what is your criteria for fully reopening? You still haven't told us that. The silent majority must now fight for our lives, not just our way of life, or some of us will lose everything we and our parents and grandparents before us worked so hard for. Here is a list of facts and data from my research. There is no proven science that a lockdown is necessary. It is extremely clear from worldwide data what age groups are at risk of dying from COVID. At this point, adults need to be adults, and if they are concerned about their health, they need to quarantine themselves. Government restrictions based on unsubstantiated science and misinformation disseminated through the media must be ignored from this point. The true number of COVID-related deaths is unknown, and it is most likely overstated as any patient, even if they had clear comorbidities at the time of death, were labeled as a COVID death on their death certificate. Don't believe me? Look up the pneumonia death trend graphs for the past 7 years or so. 2020 pneumonia deaths plummeted and deviated unnaturally from the past several years' trends. Coincidence? Of course not. Pneumonia deaths were mislabeled as COVID deaths. It is clear. We were promised when cases and deaths leveled off, businesses could reopen fully. Both deaths and cases spiked in April and have leveled off. Children are the least at risk from COVID. Worldwide, there is only positive experience with children attending school. Overwhelmingly, child psychologists have stated that children need to return to normal school activities to protect their mental health. Normal school activities means no masks or restrictions. If your children are forced into virtual learning, be sure to record their entire school day so you can analyze what your children are actually being taught. Make sure your children's teachers are only teaching their subjects. If they attempt to indoctrinate your children with any ideologies, report them immediately. An English or math teacher should never deviate from English and math. It is a parent's role to teach their children about social and political issues. There is no evidence that asymptomatic people can transmit COVID. The World Health Organization and Center for Disease Control still have not proven that they can, so asymptomatic people should not be forced to wear masks. Protesters who ignored all lockdown directives have been endorsed by our governor, and not one protester has been arrested, but business owners have lost their business licenses and have been arrested and fined. If the governor thought congregating without masks or distancing was dangerous, he would have arrested anyone ignoring the law. Wake up, everyone. This is a political agenda, and our families and businesses and our entire way of life are the clear targets. We all need to unite and take back control of our state to save our families' financial future and our children's mental health. Governor Murphy does not care that you will lose everything and your family will be indigent. Business owners have shut down and given priority to all of our lives for months. Businesses now need to be given the same priority and be allowed to fully reopen. It is only fair. Office workers need to be allowed to return to their offices as virtual working from home is protecting no one and it is hurting productivity a great deal. Summer is ending soon, and the weather will not allow outdoor seating at restaurants or be conducive to long lines outside of retail stores. Partially open businesses are just scraping by now. When the weather turns a little colder, they are done. Now is our last chance before the weather turns wet and cold to fight against the tyranny as one voice and with shared resolve. Don't voluntarily give up all of you have worked your entire life for. Fight for your rights as an American. Those who hate America are leading us right now. New Jersey and New York are led by the same type of Democrats who are allowing their cities to burn. Murphy, Cuomo, and de Blasio tell us that riots are peaceful protests. They have not stepped in when rioters torch our businesses and homes and beat us. Millions of people across the country are suffering severe depression due to the lockdown. This will lead to suicide and abuse of drugs and alcohol. Many people have been forced to put off necessary medical treatments and preventive care, which will lead to more suffering and deaths than COVID caused. Many have allowed the biased media to frighten them so much they refuse to seek care. How many people are dying at home due to this? And you can bet they will be labeled as COVID deaths. Family members continue to be denied attendance at loved ones' deathbeds, funerals, and weddings, while protesters march in the streets with impunity. Both the level of danger and the science no longer warrants this lockdown. We need to open our businesses 100% without restrictions. If you don't, all will be lost. Open your business fully now, because if you don't, Governor Murphy will make sure that it dies to further a political agenda. Fight to open your schools fully, or your children's development could be stunted the rest of their lives. We have kept our part of the bargain. It is time to force our leaders to hold up theirs. Winter is coming. Thank you for listening. This is Chris Whalen, CPA.